Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go, girls.
I can't believe it took you 2 days to realize I got my hair done, but that's not what I want to talk about on Woman Wednesday.
Hang on, that's unfair. I realized.
2 days later.
I realized and said it looks great.
2 days later.
Whatever. Anyway, what are you talking about?
We are going to talk about my experience getting my hair done, though, because I've gone to my friend Mandy for years, and she just moved to a new salon. So I went to go see her, and I'm sitting there getting ready. We're talking, you know, catching up, and she goes, oh, hey, you want me to grab you some champagne? And I was like, yeah. So I'm sitting there.
What a great girl.
Chit-chatting, you know, it takes a while to get my hair done. So have a couple glasses of champagne, and it got me thinking, there are definitely some other places that should serve alcohol that don't.
That is a great question. There's so many places that you just are there and you're like, man, I wish I could go with a drink right now.
Yeah. Two that come to mind right away, Target. Target should have a wine bar.
They don't?
No.
No, they don't, do they?
No, but I mean, you can put anything in your Starbucks cup. and Costco.
Costco?
Costco needs alcohol, especially when you go to check out and they give you your total and you're like, wait, how much?
They should have a bar there.
Yeah.
A commiseration bar.
Make it a little easier when you give me that total.
I remember I was with my son. I took him to one of those indoor play places recently when he was in town. I think it's called Love to Play or something. And I remember sitting there going, looking around going, is there a bar here? Daddy's by himself watching his son go crazy. He needs a drink. And I remember looking going, I wish there was a bar here badly. Things would be so much better. That makes us sound like alcoholics, but okay.
Well, we're going to have a little fun for Woman Wednesday. What are some places that don't serve alcohol that should serve alcohol?
I absolutely love this question. Help us out. 888-431-3764. Give us a text or shoot us a phone call. You're always thinking, you're always brainstorming, Kelly, even when you're at the hairdresser getting your hair done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sitting there getting my hair done. She brought me some champagne and I was like, ooh. This is a great idea, but there are some other places who could catch on with this and that don't serve alcohol that should serve alcohol.
What place should serve alcohol? Tattoo shop, says the 909, definitely should serve alcohol. For the amount of time we can spend there, alcohol will make the time and pain much easier. Funny, this person said this when I got my tattoo, which was like a six-hour session.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my own beer. I asked the tattoo artist if I could.
Doesn't it make you bleed more, though?
He said that.
Yeah.
But it definitely eased the pain and made for better conversation.
I like this text from Rebecca in the 909. It says, car dealerships are pretty much anywhere where you have to sit and sign a contract.
Oh, man.
100%.
You're at the car dealerships for hours. Mm-hmm. Even when you know exactly what you want to get, you know your credit score, you know your finances, it still takes hours.
Pat in Riverside, what is some place that doesn't serve alcohol but should?
Work.
I guess it depends on what do you do, though.
Any job, don't matter. There should be a keg in the break room with red Solo cups. Absolutely.
Maybe not if you're a surgeon.
Maybe not if you're a surgeon.
Yeah, some workplaces might work better than other. Radio station, 100%.
Oh, we'd do a better show if they gave us some alcohol. I'm just putting that out there to anyone from our company listening right now.
Much better. 909 here texting said, parent-teacher conferences.
Oh,
yeah, both sides need the alcohol on that.
Yeah, I think I aged my parents from all mine that they went to. The 951, Sherry says, I'm going to say they should serve, have a wine bar at the maternity ward in the hospital to help you and your family celebrate the birth of your baby. Just my opinion.
Okay, yeah, you already had the baby by then, so yeah, pop the champagne. We also got one here from the 951 that has me a little concerned. It says daycare. Who's the alcohol for at daycare? Because if you're taking care of my kid, I probably don't want you drinking, and that's why I dropped him off at daycare.
Imagine you hand over your kid and they're just slurring. Yeah. He's going to be okay.
Just set him down. They'll be fine. Who's taking care of who? What is a place that doesn't serve alcohol that should? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Questions for you, get up and leave.
I got my hair done the other day, and I give total credit to my hairdresser, because as soon as I walked in, she was like, hey, do you want some champagne?
What a great woman.
Yes, I do. I'm going to be here a while, and if you want a better tip, that's going to happen.
How many glasses did you put down?
Dobson's the fifth. Okay, I wasn't doing anything. I was sitting there.
No, I don't blame you.
But it got me thinking for Woman Wednesday, what are some places that don't serve alcohol that should? Because, I mean, normally I enjoy my hair process because she's my friend. We chit-chat, but with champagne, it just made it a little funnier, you know?
Oh, there is many places, many places. 760 says church should serve alcohol. Buzzed people are way more generous with money.
That's true.
I think I have an unlimited bank account when I'm buzzed. I literally do, until the next day I see I've overdrafted. It's so true.
Those people that are like going up for seconds in communion. No, you don't need any more wine, okay? We're cutting you off with the Jesus juice. 909 texted in and said, the mall, especially with Christmas shopping. 100%. Back in the day, Art and I would do that. There was a Macaroni Grill across from the mall. We'd go to Macaroni Grill. They used to have, I don't know, maybe they still do, the honor system with their house wine. And so they give you the bottle, and at the end they ask you, how many glasses did you have? And we'd always be like,
one.
Yeah. As we like stumbled out, and then we go Christmas shopping. We'd walk across the street to the mall. We'd go Christmas shopping. It made it a little easier.
That's
for how much
amazing,
you were spending.
Amazing date night. I did the same thing. I'd refuse to go to Target with my ex-wife unless I was drunk.
That's
true.
Hey, at least she's not drunk. That would have been really
she
dangerous.
She was always sober.
Yeah, women drunk in Target, watch out. Shirley in Moreno Valley, what's a place that should serve alcohol that doesn't?
I think the chiropractor's office. You have to relax before they crack you.
That's a good point, because I immediately was thinking like, oh, I don't know if I want to get cracked if I'm hammered.
You would think you had that many drinks, your head was spinning as you were getting spun.
Moderation. Moderation is key here.
Just have a couple, yeah. Not too many.
John and Anza, what's a place that doesn't serve alcohol but should?
The 91 freeway. I'm stuck in traffic right now, and it's not fun. I wouldn't mind being alone.